Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For more on what a Joe Biden presidency might look like, we spoke with veteran Democrat and one-time presidential rival of Joe Biden, former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis. Both ran for president back in 1988. Both men held elected office in the 1970s and 80s, Dukakis as governor and a progressive icon, Biden as a centrist U.S. senator with a reputation for building consensus across party lines. We asked Dukakis if that description sounds like the Biden he knows.
Yes, but not weak consensus. There's nothing wishy-washy about Joe Biden. I mean, he believed deeply in a lot of good things, and he was very effective in Congress.
Biden pledges to bring together what is a very starkly divided America again. But you make me wonder how tough it's going to be for Biden to actually reach out and make peace with the other side, especially given that Trump seems dead set on smearing the integrity of the election process and of Democrats.
I don't think he's succeeding in that. And one of the things that has been most remarkable about what we've seen over the course of the past few days is the competence and integrity of the folks that are running our elections, Republican and Democratic secretaries of state alike. It was very impressive, and it was reassuring to see that.
Joe Biden, in his speech the other night, promised to work for every American, even those who didn't vote for him. But what about the folks on the left who may have voted for him reluctantly? Do you think he can satisfy the progressive factions who would have preferred Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders in the job instead of Joe Biden?
Yes, I think he can. I mean, his platform is not a moderate platform, but he does have the kind of experience and the kind of approach to policymaking, which is quite reassuring. And the hope I have is that the Republicans, and Mitch McConnell in particular, will respond in kind, because what we're facing is too important. That pandemic has got to be dealt with soon and effectively.
Should Joe Biden resist a progressive agenda? I ask knowing that many people see you as a progressive hero, but I'm wondering, in order to achieve balance and harmony in a deeply divided country, does Biden have to resist a progressive agenda?
No, he's got one. Now, let's take healthcare, for example. In this case, he differs somewhat from Bernie Sanders. But he's proposed essentially a plan which will permit people to elect Medicare if they choose to do so. I think that's a pretty good way to resolve any differences and to open up the door to a lot of Americans who will be a lot better off with universal Medicare than with the kind of system we have today. You know, if you went out and took a poll tomorrow in the United States and said to the American people, should we guarantee affordable healthcare for all Americans, 93% of the American people would say yes. If you have that kind of basic agreement, getting to achieve it becomes a lot easier. And the fact that Joe Biden is providing a public option, which I think a lot of Americans will elect. Why? Well, because the rules are clear. It's one plan. We're all covered by it. And it's really quite good. So I think it'll be very attractive for lots of Americans. But if they choose not to, if they want to stick with their present coverage, that's okay too. And I'm optimistic. And there's nobody better than Joe Biden when it comes to consensus building in the Congress. He is very good at it.
Governor Michael Dukakis, thanks very much for speaking with WBUR. Always a pleasure. Thank you again.
Thanks, Bob.